Good morning, good morning. My name is Jennifer Town.
And I'm Darlene Rample.
And it's Wednesday, it's a new month. I just want to say thank you so much for all our friends who shared our information. Self-love was a big topic. I really, really enjoyed the whole month of June, and it's been great. You know, as from us to you, when I wish you a great summer, like summer and self-love. Darlene, tell us, what have you been doing for your self-love in June?
In June, I've been doing self-love. I've had two granddaughters' birthday parties, so that's been my self-love. We've been going and visiting and hanging out with family and seeing two amazing little girls grow up and get so big and are so excited about life. So that was my self-love this week.
I love it. Don't you find, like, seriously, I don't have grandbabies yet. However, I hear people say again and again, like, grandparents is another level of love.
It is.
I mean, not grandparents. Grandkids,
yes.
Right? Because you can enjoy them and then just take them back to their parents. That works.
They have a special relationship with you. It's not like you're not their parents, so you can be their influencer and you can just be that person for them. And they love you and we love them.
Yeah.
And their parents can take care of them.
I really, really like that. It's been self-love. I would love to hear how did you do June? How did you take care of self-love? And now it's July, we're in a new month, and we're excited because, whoa, this is my, of course, every theme, every month is my favorite. However, I'm going to say this is my other favorite because our theme for July is lifestyle by design. Whoa, design, what is that? What is lifestyle by design? So the whole of June, that will be our theme, where we choose our lifestyle and make it by our own design. So we'll be talking more about that. We will be sharing our thoughts. And please remember that Grief Cafe is where we share lessons learned through life and loss. So my question to you is, are you living your life by default? Or by design. Sometimes I feel like I live by default, and sometimes I really want to live by design. So I'm excited. Darlene, do you want to tell us more about what does that mean to live life by design?
I love this quote, and this is from one of the programs that we're going to be doing in July, and it's called Trails of the Heart. And it says, life is a journey. How we travel through life and the paths we take are choices each of us make for ourselves. No one can force the choice upon us, no one can choose for us, and no one can reveal or relieve us of the responsibility of making that choice. So again, life is a journey, and I love what Jen said about default, or we can do it by design or default. We can just go with the flow, right? We can just be swept away by other people, by our emotions, by not doing things intentionally. And we sometimes are kicking down a stream, right? And we just go with the flow. It's like the floating river. Who likes the floating or the floating rivers, right? Where you sit on your tube and you just let the current take you. And so we can go through life like that, just letting the current take us, or we can get off the tube and we can start swimming where we want to go, where we were designed to.
I love that so much. Life is a journey and we can design it. And that's what we'll be talking about. And I love the analogy of flowing and like a river. And also I'm just gonna add, I love the idea that we have a choice. So what are the choices that you have in life that can design your life? You know, it's so key. Most times, we feel like we don't have a choice. However, by design, it means we have a choice. So what are the choices that you're making? What are the choices moving forward? How are you going to design them? So let's just, I love this so much. So let's go back to circle it to how does this relate to grief?
Mm-hmm.
How does this relate to grief, where we're talking about lifestyle by design and we have choices and we're gonna flow, and what about grief?
Mm-hmm.
How does it relate to
grief? So again, when we have a loss, often the loss is not our choice at all. So it's an event that happens to us. And so we don't usually have a choice in what that event is, but we have a choice in how we respond to that event. And so again, we talk a lot about myths and how if we have these beliefs that one, we can't, maybe that we're not supposed to be sad, we have a belief that we have to be alone to grieve, we have a belief that we have to be strong, and that means not showing any emotion. And so we have these beliefs, and if we don't acknowledge, if we don't actually check our beliefs and look at how we're doing, that's when we can get pulled along in grief, to unresolved grief, because we're stuffing everything. It's our backpack. We're putting everything in our backpack, and we're trying to truck along the same way, but we have all this heavy stuff. And so when it comes to grief, we have a choice. And that's why we love our programs, because it gives people a choice and tools to use to actually take that rock out of their backpack and actually deal with it instead of just stuffing it in. And so I love that we have a choice. Even if we're in deep grief, we have a choice on how we express our emotions, if we acknowledge our emotions, if we use those tools to move forward instead of just getting stuck and going down into the hole.
I love that you brought up the backpack again. Our friends who have not heard our analogy about backpack, is when we are born, we are all born with an empty backpack. Just pretend we all have an empty backpack. And as we do life, our backpack gets heavier and heavier. Life events that do happen is like a rock. Some events are so big that it's a big rock, and some events happen and it's a small rock. So what does that mean? So for example, death of a loved one is a really big rock. Loss of trust, loss of reputation, it's big, maybe not as big, not as heavy, however, it's still heavy. So as life goes on, we put these rocks in the backpack and we carry them. When we talk about choice, we have a choice to keep carrying this backpack through life, and then it becomes life by default. Or we can choose to work and get tools and get support and connect with the right people to help us take these rocks out of the backpack. And then life becomes by design that we walk a little lighter without carrying this, but then we have a choice to do that. You know, I'm always so encouraged for friends who do our program,
mm-hmm.
where we give you the right tools, we share with you the right tools to unpack your backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we carry that backpack by default and we feel that nobody understands, we feel that, oh, I don't have the right tools. We're here to share that you have a choice to actually reach out, and we can change those. Yes, we can work on the tools. It doesn't mean that the backpack will forever be empty. However, we'll have the tools that we can remove some of the rocks from our backpack to make us live lighter and make us live by design and not by default. So thank you, darling. I had forgotten about, I didn't forget. However, remember, here we don't prepare. It's like, we're here, we make mistakes,
yeah.
We share from the heart, and that's what I love so much. And even every time before we start our session, we are both believers, and we say a prayer that God give us wisdom to say the right things, and who needs to hear this, that they will hear. And it's so beautiful I love how it turns out, because sometimes you prepare too much, it just doesn't work. And here, our grief cafe is not perfection, it's a place we just share from the heart, because we love this. It's our mission to connect with you, to give you the tools, and to work on this thing called grief. Because, as you know, We are all 100% rivers. Did you know that? Like, we all be someone all the time. So we have rocks going in our backpack, we keep carrying, and so thank you, darling, for mentioning that. Because yeah, for us, darling, that is so wise. I just love doing this in there.
I love, so another quote from this program that we're doing is, the Trail of a Heart, which is what our program is called, is a wonderful journey, the trip of a lifetime. It's the expedition before us to go where we are to the place we long to be. And I love that because that touches my heart, because so many times we talk with people and they're stuck and they don't want to be there, but they don't know where they want to go, but they have this longing to be. To be somebody else. They have this longing to be free from this guilt or the regret or whatever they're carrying in their backpacks. And so I love that we can journey from where we are to where we long to be.
I love that so much. Thank you so much. So stay tuned. This is just going to be an amazing month of July with the heat and the summer and designing. And when we chose this topic, this theme of lifestyle by design in July, I thought, okay, what's gonna my design? How do I wanna design my July?
Yeah.
So how do I show up, be present, and be this person I wanna be? Design my summer. So there's one thing that I've shared here before, but I wanna share again. Another easy way is to just choose three words of who you want to be in July.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so for example, my words for my design this month, I really want to have fun. I want to have fun in summer, and I want to be present with you, my friends online,
mm-hmm.
present with my kids, my family,
mm-hmm.
friends, and present, you know, so that's that fun comes. And the word for me is enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this fun, enthusiasm, and present, and I have them on my phone
mm-hmm.
because I want to design my month.
Mm-hmm.
And I put an alarm because I need to remind myself because I forget who I want to be, or otherwise I go on default where it's busy, kids, I get mad, I'm, you know, all this stuff, I lose it. However, when my alarm comes up, I'm like, oh, supposed to be having fun this month. So that's just a light of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a light of it, a grief cafe. However, it applies with even other things. So for example, if you're carrying that heavy backpack,
mm-hmm.
just choose three words that can help to unpack the backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make this month, let's make it by design,
mm-hmm.
not by default. So we are going to wrap up here.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are excited because we have an upcoming program,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about the information, the lessons we are sharing here. And I'll let Darlene share about, and it's outdoors too,
yeah.
with the horses too. Oh, I love it.
So Trails of the Heart is a 6-week program. So we're going to be doing it on Thursday evenings from 6:30 till around 8:30. We should have had pictures. The facility is great. We get to sit out in the grass, in the pasture. The sun sets in the evening, and it's just a wonderful place to be outdoors, to be in that peaceful place. Sometimes we need to get out of our chaos and come to some place quiet and peaceful so that we can start making choosing those choices, right? And so it's a 6-week program. You can go to our website, Stronger Life Connections, strongerlife.connect. Yeah, it's on our website, stronger-lifeconnections.com. And just click on the EAL and upcoming programs, and you'll see all the programs that we're doing this summer. And one of them, check out the Trails of the Heart. We're looking forward to having a good group of people, a small group. It's not going to be a big group. We'll have like 6 to 8 people at the most. And come and be part of that, and start making those choices, and again, moving from where you are to where you want to be.
Trails of the Heart. I love that so much, and that's all about design, lifestyle design, and Darlene is an amazing facilitator, and it's gonna be great. because I love this quote that is from that program, and I loved it that we have to share. He who knows others is wise.
Okay.
We know each other, we are wise.
Yeah.
He who knows himself or herself is enlightened. Right? That's it. That was from Lao's T-Z-E. Okay. That's his last name. Sorry, I apologize. Lao T-Z-E. I cannot say it, you know. However, I love that quote. So, he who knows others is wise, and he who knows himself is enlightened. I love that quote so much because when we know ourselves, that's when we're able to design our own life. We're able to do lifestyle by design and not default. So, please, friends, let us know what is the insight that this quote gives you. What comes up for you? Please share. Share, because he who knows others is wise, he who knows himself or herself is enlightened. That's our quote for the day. And until next Wednesday, please design your month. It's gonna be great. Till then, stay connected.
Yeah.